Hello.
Oh, hi, Maria. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, how are you? How may I help you?
Oh, I just spoke with Jeff on the other line, and I let him know that we were having trouble processing this month's payment, and he asked me to call you to update it. He said that you guys had a new card.
Actually, this is for Spartans Demolition, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a card number.
Okay.
Let me see. Hold on.
No problem.
Excuse me, how much is the total? $249, right?
Correct.
Okay, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor, because I'm working right now. I'm in my job.
Yes.
Can you call me like in 10 minutes? Because I leave the car, the business car in my car.
Oh, no. Okay.
So, hold on, hold on. Let me see if I can go a little while.
Okay, no problem.
Hold on a second. I'm going to check if I can go to my car. My key coins and a sticker. Let me see. No one see me going outside. Because I'm working.
You're funny.
Yeah, hold on, please. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Yeah. Basically, I carry my credit card in my phone wallet.
Yes. Yes.
And yesterday, the phone fell. When I pick up, I realized the card is not there, but I was busy. I couldn't get it. So hold on. Right here.
No problem.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. You can write the numbers.
Yes, I'm ready when you are. Go ahead.
Okay. 4135.
Got it.
7510.
Okay.
0730.
Yes.
0005.
Okay, expiration?
Expiration is 1026.
And the code on the back?
389.
389. Okay. Now, did anything else change? Is it still 89 Jefferson Avenue for the billing address?
No, everything is the same.
Everything. Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you can tell Jeff that you guys are good to go. Oh, it says authorization no longer available. That's weird.
Oh, let me see. What it says, you have the right card number, right?
I'll read it back to you. I have 4135-7510,
mm-hmm.
0730, 0005,
mm-hmm.
And then 1026,
mm-hmm.
And 389 on the back.
Yeah, it is, but something weird. Let me give you the other card. It's not the business, but let me give you the other account.
Okay,
hold on,
no
I'll complain. Something wrong. I have to call the bank.
Yeah, that's always not good.
Okay. Let's try with the other bank. That's personal account.
Okay.
This is 4085.
Okay.
4040.
Okay.
2544.
Yes.
5002.
Got it. Okay, expiration?
Expiration is 0424.
And the code on the back?
259.
259?
Yes.
And is it still the Jefferson Avenue for the billing address on this card?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So let's try to get it authorization on this one. Sorry to do that to you. I know you had to go outside and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. The good news, Maria, is that this one worked. I got the green light
okay.
for you.
Okay. Let me call to the bank for next month. I think we're going to start doing with the business because this charges belongs to business.
Yes. So if you get the other card straightened out, you can call back mm-hmm. and we'll put that one on file for next month, okay?
Okay, that's perfect. My husband has the information, right?
Yes. I can send you a text with our number on it, too, just so that you have it.
Oh, yes, please, because I have to change the card because that's my personal debit card, and I have to do the payment with the business.
If you want, I can put the business card back on here, and then you can get the problem straightened out with the bank. You want me to do that? Because if I leave this one on, it'll automatically bill if you forget to call back. On December 7th. Right now, you're paid in full until December 7th.
Okay. So you can keep in the file the other one?
Yeah, let me
put that one. And I'm going to call.
Okay, so do me a favor. I still have the number stored, but what was the expiration on the business card again?
And the business is, let me see, 1026.
And the code on the back one more time?
The code is 389.
Okay, so I just put that business card back on file. That way you won't have any surprises. So if the bank sends you a different business card or something like that, we'll have to update it again. But this
yes,
way,
I'm going to call the bank. I think it's because, you know, the first time, it's because I put a stop in the payments last time when my husband said he don't need any more. That's why.
Oh, so you just have
yeah.
to tell them that it's okay. Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah, that's why. I remember right now. I'm sorry for that. But
no,
he said,
okay.
like, he couldn't talk to you guys because he was calling for many times.
Yes.
And no one's answered the phone. So he said, nobody's doing nothing. Just cancel the transaction. So I called the bank. That's why now they don't let you go through.
Okay. So, Maria, I'm going to text you my direct line. My name is Tina.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if you or your husband ever try to get through later, you can
mm-hmm.
call me. I always answer my phone live unless I'm on a phone call or something.
Yeah,
and
that's perfect because last time, yeah, we trying to talk to someone and nobody, like, respond and nobody want to help us with that.
Yeah, we have over 200 employees here, and if you call through
mm-hmm.
customer service, sometimes
mm-hmm.
they'll put you on hold, and then you have to
mm-hmm.
set an appointment.
Yeah.
If you call me, you'll be able to get right through, and then
yeah,
if
thank
I can't
you so
help
much,
you,
Tina.
I'll
That's
get
why
you
my
to the
husband place. Told me, like, call the bank. I did that, so I'm so sorry for
that.
I'm going to call them and open again.
Okay, well, you're all good to go. Let him know that we took care of it. And in the meantime, have a very nice weekend coming up, too.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.